podcast number 5, relapse prevention.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
Yo, dog, so you quit for 2 weeks. That's what it is.
I only have one problem.
What's that?
You're taking the medication. You talk to a nurse practitioner at High Tops. You have us to help you. What's the problem?
Well, sometimes I really want to smoke. In fact, 2 nights ago, I took a puff from my friend's cigarette. I haven't seen him in a couple of months, and we got together. I don't know what I was thinking. I guess that's the problem. I wasn't thinking. I was just having a good time. There he was, lighting up a cigarette, and I took a puff. I kind of forgot that I quit for a minute.
When did it hit you that you don't smoke anymore?
Well, right away I coughed a little, and then I thought, what am I doing? I threw it on the ground and smashed it. He thought I was a little loco, but I told him that I was trying to quit smoking, and we started talking about everything I've been doing in the last 2 weeks.
Did you tell him about me? Did you give him my number?
That happened 2 days ago. Did you smoke any more cigarettes?
Not yet. I called High Tops, and the nurse practitioner talked to me about relapses. They happen to people all the time when they first quit. She said, just because I took a puff doesn't mean that I'm going to go back to smoking. I have to keep telling myself why I wanted to quit in the first place, and I have to keep busy. That's why I called you.
Intervention time. We need an intervention.
Oh, good. You brought the handcuffs and tranquilizer darts to keep me on good behavior.
Nah, we're not here to catch a King Kong. We just want you to get back on track.
Sometimes I feel like King Kong when I don't have a cigarette.
We're here to help you tame the beast.
I bet you didn't know that lots of people have a little slip when they first try to quit, especially in the first couple of days.
Especially when you're around other smokers. Then your unconscious smoking self takes over your body.
That's right. It's like I'm not in control of my body.
When you smoked all the time, you were a stressed out, out of control King Kong.
I was like that?
Not all the time. Sometimes you were worse.
You guys are friends. Brutal, but true.
You're so much cooler to hang with now.
Well, thanks for being there for me.
We're not taking all the credit. No, you've been working hard at this too. Are you still getting those text messages from my High Top?
Yeah, I get one every day.
Ooh, let me see today's message on your phone.
Here you go. It says, hang out with positive people who support you while you're quitting.
Staying with the program, as well as listening to podcasts.
Buying me a concert ticket with that extra money?
I thought you had a ticket to the concert.
I do, but now I need another one because I got the number of a great guy from your phone.
This concludes podcast number 5, Relapse Prevention. Tune in next week to learn about how to use medications and nicotine replacement therapy.